Rural doctors from across the country are in Banff this weekend discussing disasters. And as Neil Herland tells us, the Alberta floods and Slave Lake fire were on the agenda.
We entered the hospital and there was thick smoke that was just descending from all the way from the ceiling down to about eye level. And it was so black that you could taste it on your mouth.
Dr. Aleem Nagji was finishing his medical residency in Slave Lake, Alberta, when the massive wildfire burned through town.
My staff made me in charge of the new hospital, which was at a hotel. So we kind of raided the cupboards and had mattresses on the floor and coat hangers for IV poles. And he put me in charge of that whole operation.
At this year's Canadian Rural and Remote Medicine Conference, delegates are learning from some major Alberta disasters.
I actually contributed most by sandbagging for the first hour and a half.
Dr. Christine Woodley worked at the High River Hospital during last June's flood. She says the biggest lesson for her was when she had an emotional breakdown. A nurse told her to take a few minutes and then get back to work.
If you can be the calm one and offer that support to people, do it. And when it's your turn to break down, realize that it's okay, have your 10-minute timeout, and then get back to doing whatever you can, whether it's helping a patient or if it's sandbagging.
Neil Herland, CBC News, Banff.